Bonsoir à toutes.
Good evening, everyone.
Bonsoir à tous. Notre rencontre
Our meeting tonight
autour de la
pratique we'll talk about the practice of Shenrezi, the Buddha of
de la bonté,
enlightened kindness.
La bonté éveillée,
love,
l'amour éveillé,
and empathy.
L'empathie éveillée.
Et and particularly, we'll explain
d'envisager comment aborder
how to practice it
dans les loka,
in the loka, the circle of followers,
puisque,
as
cette année,
this year.
Nous aurons,
we'll have
autant que faire se peut, toutes les semaines, une
every week a plenary
loka,
reunion of loka in which
plénière, sera
we'll practice
ce qu'on nomme
what we call the sadhana of Shenrezi. Sadhana means practice.
Donc,
how
cette pratique
can we consider it for apprentices, followers, and seniors? This practice of Shenrezi is one of the Vajrayana, which requires a heavy transmission. A long transmission, scriptural transmission with the ritual reading, and also an initiation. It will always be important, every time it is possible, that there is this transmission. However, the practice of Shenrezi was passed on by Vajrayana Kalu Rinpoche in a very open way. It is a universal practice, a good practice in any circumstances and for all. It is a practice which develops the awareness and love, presence of love, which is good for all and in any circumstance. It is the reason why we use it in an open way, and it is possible that those who didn't receive the transmission may participate, but however, having not received the initiation, they might not understand what it's about, they might not be able to participate fully. That's what I like to develop tonight. How can we tackle it if we are an apprentice? Beginners.
À ce moment-là, la
the practice
et le puja,
is a puja. That is the way
le soir,
we do it every night with chanting and music or in a more sober way without music and even more sober with no chanting. Just reciting. The practice can be accomplished as a practice of full awareness. There are three paths in a general way. The path of full awareness, the path of the opening of the heart and mind, the path of transmutation. Which is also the initiatic path, Vajra, the Vajrayana. The first one, one of full awareness, which is fundamental and universal, consists in being in a state of full awareness, mindfulness, of vigilance, attentive, open, relaxed, and also empathic. And this full awareness is cultivated at first sitting down silently, of a silent walk, and it can be integrated to the walk, to the movement, and also in the speech, the action, the gestures, and little by little to everything we do. If the practice of full awareness can be integrated to any circumstance, it is possible to practice it with brothers and sisters of the Sangha, friends of the Dharma. Full awareness is a quality of opening of the senses. We can be in this receptive openness all the while practicing the practicing Shinrezi. In the simple intelligence, it is a practice of openness, empathy, kindness, but with no conceptions. We can join in the singing, the lyrics, like it's in French, we can understand what is said, at the very least in a literal point of view. The understanding and the entrance in this understanding isn't the most important. At the first level, it's a matter of being in a state of sensorial and open full awareness. Just like silent meditation, but it isn't silent. The gestures are not essential. The practice of the mudra uses the body. The first mudra is the posture. And other gestures more specific, like Anjali, which is a way of synchronizing the body, the speech, and the mind. Anjali, where both hands are joined, is usually a mantra, is usually a problem for people who are asking themselves if they are praying, praying who, how. People feel reluctant. But joint hands is a gesture that means union of kindness and intelligence, union of non-duality, We can do it or not. There are a lot of equivalences. It's a little exercise of gestural yoga. Anyway, this first approach is simply one of full awareness. The second level for the followers, the ones practicing the universal path, the ones who have entered in the training of the heart and mind, the practice of Lujong. The practice of Shenrezi is a way to live their training of bodhicitta in the nature of the Buddha, their fundamental health with this dimension of the sacred presence of this fundamental health in which is lived the opening of the heart and mind, in what is lived receiving, welcoming, offering the practice of Tonglen. There is relative bodhicitta, relational with Tonglen, that can be associated with the recitation of the mantra, that is a reminder of the enlightened kindness, opening of the enlightened mind and heart, and absolute bodhicitta, that is the natural rest during the silent phase. This is the second approach. For the seniors who have received the transmission in its different aspects, it is possible to enter in the profound aspect of the practice, that is, a practice of transformation, transmutation, the alchemy of the experience, with a first phase, relative, relational, and conceptual, and even emotional in a certain measure, with the entrance in the entrance of the presence of Shenrezi in us, or better yet, with the awakening to this presence. And then the silent phase, the contemplation with no form, the natural rest, the king of yoga, as the addenda that we recite at that moment. I won't develop this, but I wanted to express that these three levels of practice, and to say that we can all join in, even if we are apprentice, as a practice of full awareness, that we are followers of the universal path with the training of the bodhicitta, the opening of the heart and mind, Tonglen, and for seniors, we, by understanding fully the deep practice of the of the practice of Shinrin-Zi. So this was the point that I wanted to present tonight, and I hope that it is well understood in the different lukka, and in this way it will be well practiced together by all, with no confusion. And if there are remarks, observations, or questions, please. Good evening, Rinpoche. I have two small questions. With all practices, but especially the one of Shinrin-Zi, we can enter in melodramatic state. Sometimes we make too much of it. Could we make things simpler? I don't think that these melodramatic states is a practice in itself. It can happen that during any practice, we can have states, personal, emotional states, melodramatic states, if we keep this expression. It's more a question of purification of one's karma than a practice in particular. Purification of the karma in the sense that when we are meditating or contemplating, truly, we are in a state of relaxation and opening. And this, whatever the practice. And when we are in this state, that is also of non-clinging,
des habitudes, des fixations habituelles, des saisies habituelles.
Dans ces états, in these states, there is all sorts of thoughts, emotions that are susceptible to emerge at the surface of the consciousness, and it can be a bit traumatic sometimes and create agitation, perturbation. It is normal. What wouldn't be is that it never happened. When these waves or flows emerges inside of us, the focus is to leave them, to welcome them with no judgment, repression, to let it pass and discharge itself in the open. Please. You give a lot of names to define full awareness, enlightenment. Or any other practice. Personally, I, for something very simple, we cling to all the different words mentioned. Am I open enough? Am I compassionate enough? Etc. We would like to let go, but we can't. What can we do? It's essential to let go. But the situation is more complex than it appears. Simplicity. Yes, it's perfect, but it is very simple to believe that we are in simplicity or in a authentic simplicity and to be completely off the target. If it was this simple, we would know. Paradoxically, true simplicity is something very difficult. Paradoxically, because we are too difficult, and it is difficult for someone difficult to remain simple and to remain in this simplicity. It is essential to have a good understanding. A good understanding not to build mental scaffolding, theological, metaphysical, philosophical, but a right understanding that tends towards the practice and brings back to the experience in different ways, from different perspectives. To bring us back. That brings us back. It is also good to have in one's mind an understanding of the Dharma. Right and as elaborate as possible. That the understanding has to be as elaborate as our state of mind and as a modern Western, we have a complex, elaborate state of mind. It is good to have an understanding that is the same, that has the same level of elaboration than our state of mind. Otherwise, we have erroneous and simplistic conceptions. And if we have an intelligence of the Dharma in mind, with its various understanding, it's better to have that in mind than anything else. It's better to have that in mind than anything else. The latest film or ideas, fantasies, desires or ordinary thoughts. So, just to say that an articulate and acute understanding is also a good thing. I followed the transmission of Shenrezig last year. And it was an intense moment for me. And then I practiced it at home with the CD that I had bought from the shop very regularly. Practically every day, and after a while I noticed that it was becoming trivial, less and less intense. I feel like I missed something in my practice. Why did things became more trivial?
Peut-être que c'est une question personnelle.
Maybe it's a personal question.
Je la pose dans cet esprit-là. Et y a-t-il des choses que j'aurais pu manquer?
Advice can you give us for those who wants to practice alone,
à la maison seule,
for it to remain as intense or and more and more intense.
J'aimerais rajouter une chose, c'est que
I would like to say something else.
J'ai pas voulu tomber dans le. Il y a un piège dans le. Enfin, j'ai l'impression qu'il y avait un piège, c'est-à-dire que.
I felt like there was.
Comment dire, se sentir habité, ça peut être avec le cœur spontanément. C'est comme ça que je pense qu'il faut que ça soit.
I felt like there was a trap.
À un moment donné, on peut se dire, bah oui, mais.
We can think that to create, recreate images. Recreate something. I didn't want to get into this because I thought that it was mental distortions. So I didn't want to do it, and I was a bit lost. Could you say a few words? It's an interesting question and important. It suggests the importance of a follow-up. The practice is something that evolves with the one practicing. It is what characterizes a sadhana. We understand and we live in it. Whoever we are and whatever we want to understand. The practice brings us to understand better, but we can only understand according to our receptivity of the moment. Understood that this understanding and experience evolves little by little and grows stronger. When we enter in such a practice, there can be an intense experience, even a sort of delight. And that is excellent. A deep feeling from the heart. There is also in this and in a certain measure a feeling of newness that is trivialized with time. But if we continue the practice, there is an evolution of the experience of the practice, the relationship to it. It's not necessarily it doesn't have to be necessarily stronger in the sense of searching for a kind of an effect force 5, 6, 7. This effect isn't the purpose. It can be very intense sometimes and not others. There are periods and cycles, and the inspiration continues. And even grow stronger with the development of the intelligence of the practice. At first it can be more emotional, then maybe more, not necessarily, but more intellectual, and in a third time, more natural. It depends on our receptivity, constitution, mentality, and it is good to talk about it with the Lama, who, and that's where a form of advice is precious and important. The practice globally evolves towards an experience that is more and more natural, in which the presence of Shenrezi inhabits us. We live his presence in a reverse interweaving. So the advice is to continue regularly, because it's with regularity that we require integration, familiarization, to continue regularly, but also by talking about it, questioning it, by to question how to do better and what not to do in the practice. To welcome Shenrezi in us between desire and aspiration, there is the clinging game. How can we remain in the image of Shenrezi all the while remaining in the absence of clinging?
Rémi Duzès, bonsoir. comment accueillir Chenrezig en soi en restant vraiment dans l'absence de saisie. Là, il y aurait des réponses aux différents niveaux de la pratique.
At the different levels of the practice.
Mais
but
déjà,
the state of Chenrezig,
the
state of
l'état de Bouddha,
of Buddha,
l'état de la bonté éveillée. Cet état
the
de
state
Chenrezig
is a state that is perfectly free from all clinging. It's not about trying to cling to what can't be held on to. But in the dynamic of the practice,
dans la dimension alchimique du Vajrayana, il y a
there is a double movement that is known even in Western alchemy, which is coagulate and dissolve.
Ce qui signifie coaguler et
it's exactly both phases of meditation. The first, coagulate, doesn't have the common meaning of blood coagulation. The first means to make tangible what is in its nature not perceptive to our usual experience. We bring in our usual experience the enlightened presence that is usually foreign to us. This coagulation, this
expression
consists in giving a face to the enlightened state, which is the face of the symbolic presence of Chenrezig. There is a complete conceptual relational dynamic which can also be charged of an affectionate, loving, devotional outburst. It depends on our sensitivity. There's a relational dimension, and this enlightened presence comes into us, is integrated in us. We go from an exterior presence relationship to an interior relationship. There is an interiorization. In the second time, the second phase, the dissolution of there is a dissolution of all conceptions, references, names and forms to experiment the enlightened nature of kindness, the nature of Shenrezig, the nature of the mind experience in its simplicity, non-dualist, natural, aconceptual simplicity. These two phases are very important. The first one brings an inspiration. The second brings a deep experiment. The first without the other might fall into theist approaches. The second without the first lacks energy. It is with the two combined that we find this spiritual alchemy extremely deep, that is the Vajrayana.
S'il n'y a pas d'autres questions pour maintenant, nous allons, s'il vous plaît.
Bonsoir, Mbochi. Bonsoir à tous. J'avais juste une question.
I just have a technical question.
La pratique en groupe. Si on pratique
If we practice in a group, but we don't have the same rhythm as everyone else, everyone might have finished the dissolving phase, but we remained in the first step. Is it best, even in the silent phase, to continue to practice silently or let everything go?
Les deux sont bien. Vous pouvez garder l'affaire et rentrer en business again, ou vous pouvez lâcher le morceau. En fait, le sadhana,
the sadhana is
est une pulsation.
Is a beat.
Et
a coming and going between moments of conceptual and unconceptual presence. So during the recitation of the mantra, you can, and that's what we usually do, you can go back to representing Shenrezig, and during the silent phase, you can recite the mantra, the recitation of the mantra of the heart, and alternate during the sadhana. When we are together in a general way, there is also a synchronization. A question from Martine in Annecy. She is practicing the preliminaries to Mahamudra and got hurt while doing the prosternations and has to rest. How should I practice? If one got hurt while doing the preliminaries, the prosternations, it happens. It's not really what we are talking about today, but we always have during the prosternation intensely, because we do them with intensity, we have all sorts of injuries. Because it's a intense spiritual and physical practice, and just the physical practice is very demanding. So it is good to be courageous, because every time we got hurt, we stopped.
Bien d'être courageux,
to be courageous,
surtout qu'on a tendance,
especially that we that we are very soft
nous, modernes,
in the West.
Occidentaux modernes, dès qu'on a un petit truc, aïe 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 aïe, on est devenu hyper douillet.
We are very soft.
Cela étant dit, si on
this
a,
being said, if we are really in pain,
ben on se repose,
we need to rest. We get treatment, and we wait to get better, and then we start again progressively by learning from our mistakes, experience, by knowing our limits, and by knowing how to touch our limits and to go to surpass them with no violence, just like any training. It's a matter of knowing how to increase, but little by little and not too fast, because otherwise you won't be able to take it. And when we go too far, it is necessary to rest. And when we rest, we can maybe do the practice of Shenrezi, even if we are in bed or at the hospital, but we are not at this stage.
Voilà, Martine. Reposez-vous bien, continuez bien. Un petit moment de
a little moment of contemplation before the dedication.